Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio. I am Eddie Bertotti from the Berlin Film Festival, here with Simon Yam, one of the actors of The Midnight After by Fruit Chan. So, Simon, first of all, thank you very much for being here. You're one of the hugest film star in Hong Kong, so thank you very much for your time, first of all. My first question is, how was working with Fruit Chan on this very special project?
Actually, I knew Fruit Chan for more than 30 years. I watched Fruit Chan's movies before, which is very... They put a lot of localized elements in those movies. They try to help all the poor people to... to help the locals people to ask the government how we are helpless. I think I love his work. That's why when Fruit Chan gave me the storyboard, gave me the story that without the script, I said, okay, why not? Because of you, I believe on you. That's why I joined these pictures.
As you were mentioning, this film is full, every time in Fruit film, there are a lot of social elements. You really talk about your city and the problems of your city and its citizens. So how was for you as a citizen, what kind of problems do you see in your city, and how do you think cinema and films can help people?
As I told you, that I make a movie last year, it's called Dark from Material. Yeah, I'm a director. I also try to tell the people how the poor people, they are so poor, and then the government won't help them. Well, because like the land problem, the housing problem, the social problem, like Fruit Chan, this movie, well, they try to tell them that we're hopeless. We are the theme song, we are in the space. Who going to help them? Nobody. Let them alone. We can say that, how do you say it in English?
They have nowhere to go, basically. They know where to go, nowhere to be. Yeah.
There's no idea that, there's no direction. Nobody can direct me how to going on my way. So on the movie, sometimes we use the black and white to shot, and then we are nothing in the tunnel. After through the tunnel, suddenly disappear everybody. Nobody here because of nuclear. You know, the nuclear that when it happens, it's so poor. Happens so poor in Hong Kong. That's why in Hong Kong, although you take about like 250 miles, there's a nuclear stationed over there. And then you know what happened like a few years ago in Japan, all the people are so poor, and the government still tell the lies that the food is no problem, and then the fruits are good, and then the fish are good, and then actually telling lies. And then we try to tell the audience that, well, we are belong to the Hong Kong, we love Hong Kong, but the government won't help us anymore. And then it's a when means the Hong Kong people, because Hong Kong is all around four faces of water. We are very isolated. We need somebody to help me, but nobody helped me. I went, it's like the island. We try to get rid of the land. The guy would try to get away from those politics. We try to help myself. This is the problem. That's why the 17 persons in the van, it represents what? A graduate people. And then poor people like me against these people. And then the San Po, right? The Xiu Hong, yes, is talking about all the fortune teller. It's all wrong. And then some young girls and some young teenagers, they are 90. So we're talking about the whole age of Hong Kong, represent 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. But all the people are stick together in the wind. When the government, they're not helping them, when the currency is going down, when the land problem in Hong Kong, the housing problem in Hong Kong, the welfare problem in Hong Kong, nobody can help them. How they survive? Like the song, we're in the space, far away from the world, far away from the earth. Nobody. Who going to help Major Tom? Nobody. So the only way is Major Tom, you need to make survive by yourself. Like our went, even we through the tunnel, and at the end shot is we're going to Dai Mo Shan, but we're still hoping it's life. We're still hoping that this to be a fortune road for us.
That's very interesting, because the film is very fun, it's very enjoyable, but there is always this serious kind of contents that are there, and you really get it's something, it's really a special movie because it conveys serious contents, also moral and ethical issues, in a very enjoyable and fun way.
Fritz Chen this time not making a very very cult film. Actually, it make a lot of horror angled, and then make some comedies, light comedy, the black humans. This is a very good film. I love that. Because actually, that one's not aimed in China market, it's only in Hong Kong. Mm. You can say it's a very local Hong Kong films. That's why I love this one. Because I would tell that we are from Hong Kong. No matter from where, we need a very special local films to support the film industry. Not only the commercial film, American films, okay, action, love, bullet, action, love, bullet, ending, a big fight. Now, this is a very commercial film, but I mean, in the world, the film industry, we need those commercial films. We need some very localized films like Fritz Chen or Johnny Doe's film, still insist to make some local movie to make the audience have different kind of choices.
And I mean, in the film, we said that there are 17 main characters. There is you. One of the most popular actors in Hong Kong. There is, sorry for my Cantonese, Lam Suet. Another huge actor. And then there are young Hong Kong film stars. So I was working with these young stars for you that you have. I mean, all this experience. I counted. I saw your film list on IMDb, and it counts 199 films. Then I don't know. I mean, it's quite something.
I'm lucky. I am lucky because I'm a lot of passion. A very positive man. Although this film still a little bit very impossible. I mean, what at home. 好,這應該是好,有些沒什麼正能量的電影,應該怎麼說?
Also, the message in this film is quite negative, it portrays a negative message, but, you know,
but
Simon's
still,
a positive man.
At the end of the scene, still have a good angle. I mean, it's not a negative. At the end of the scene, it's not a negative. Mm-hmm. Although everything is negative, but at the end, which is not negative, because we're going to somewhere we have survived now. Mm-hmm. That is means life. Although we feel a lot of bad whatever, like in Hong Kong or in the world, like the bank corruption in the world, like the Jai Gun, you know, with the bonds now, yeah. Then the Argentine, the money dropped down a lot, the Brazil money dropped down a lot, everything because of the American government, they make a lot of money. But this movie can represent, besides Hong Kong, can represent what? Greek people, Argentine people, the Brazil people, and everywhere except America.
And so you enjoyed working with the young actors?
Yes, I very enjoy because they have their passion. And then we have our experience. So that the young passion and then we are old passion, then we join together, we can make a lot of sparkling.
You know, you explained very well the importance of local films and film expressing like local concerns. But I want to ask you, there is any foreign director you would love to work with?
Well, actually, it's hard to say. Because I love some European director rather than American directors. It depends on the script to come out with whether it should me or not, or maybe I can create some. I can work with some new director. Like last year, 2 years ago, I make a French movie.
Oh,
a very very good.
So
French
you
movie.
Speak French?
No,
not at all.
No, I need to learn. Yeah, some Korean movies is good. You know, I need to speak Korean and Japanese.
So it's different working with a French crew.
It's totally different. I mean, the Korean crew is totally different from the French crew, and then it's totally different from the Hong Kong crew. I love to work with those different countries' directors.
One last question for you. Can you tell us something about your future projects, your future films?
Well, today we have a police movie. It's called Chong Feng Chen. It's talking about a police and a thief.
And you are the policeman?
No, I'm the thief.
Okay, which is... You prefer to be the policeman or the thief in general?
Oh, actually, thieves and the police, there's no angle. It's all the same.
That's a very good answer.
Yes, right.
Simon, thank you very much again for your time.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Today we talk to Simon Yam, one of the actors of The Midnight After. I am Eddie Bertozzi from Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.